Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, today I want to tell you a story. I love to tell these stories about missionaries who've recently arrived on the field. And today it's about Manny and Kate Jimenez. And they're sent out of Great Hope Baptist Church in Chesapeake, Virginia, where my good friend John Godfrey is pastor. And they've only been now a couple of months on the field. And God called them to go work on the Navajo Reservation. And they say, we're excited to be sending out our very first update on the reservation full time. This prayer letter covers the last month of deputation and our first month here, and it has been an exciting 2 months. Well, back in April, they say, we wrapped up deputation. We had one missions conference in Tennessee, and that was in my church where we're members. And then they had a Beyond My Field conference in Florida. And they were able to attend services in their sending church a handful of times. The Tennessee conference was a great blessing to Kate and me, and we met a good number of people with connections to Native American ministry. And then recently, I received a phone call from one of those church members, and the long story, the short part of it anyway, the Lord may provide a great deal for us on a four-wheel drive church van. Glory be to God. And beside this, the field conference was a refreshing time, and the time at our sending church was especially so. And finally, at the end of that month, we had our commissioning service at Great Hope Baptist Church and got to see many people important to us. Lord willing, if he tarries, Great Hope Baptist Church will send out more laborers to his harvest fields. So that was April, but in May, we arrived home at the reservation on Friday evening, May the 1st. And that afternoon, we picked up our moving boxes in Flagstaff, Arizona, and drove the trailer 3 hours to Pennon. The next morning was Saturday outreach, and most of the people who went soul winning also stayed to help us move in. And of course, that was a huge blessing. Now, let me give you a little clip from Kate, the wife. She said, our first Saturday outreach was a true reservation experience for me. We were out on some washboard roads, drove past some wild horses up to a house. I got out along with a Navajo teenage girl, and we went to the door. And after knocking, we noticed the man some way off waving us to come over, and he and his wife were in a sheep pen shearing sheep. They opened the little gate, and we ducked in. And we found out that they were Mormon and told them the truth from the Bible, especially about Jesus, and invited them to our church. On the way back to the car, I genuinely thought that one of the 10 or so unleashed dogs might jump at me and attack, but they had more bark than they had bite. Well, on the following Saturday, now we're back to Brother Manny's part of the letter, we attended Pennon High School graduation and felt the difference in culture. We heard cowbells and air horns and confetti guns all through the commencement. And now we're planning and looking forward to next May when Stronghold Baptist Academy will hold its first graduation ceremony. Now, during this month, I have preached plenty. She has run junior church, that is Kate. And we have begun teen classes and clean facilities and many other things. And this Saturday, we're looking forward to outreach again on the dirt roads of Burnt Corn Valley. It's a joy to serve the Lord.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341. Or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.